TMZ reports two-time WWE Hall of Famer Hulk Hogan has died. I'm joined by Fargo-based Below Zero wrestling owner Nick Stokey. Nick, this is a difficult thing for all wrestling and pop culture fans to hear.
Yeah, you know, Hulk Hogan is an icon of professional wrestling, so it's definitely a sad day for the wrestling community.
So did you watch the Hulkster growing up?
I did. You know, I would say, much like so many other fans, that Hulk Hogan is maybe the reason that we are fans. You know, when it became mainstream, Hulk Hogan was that first superhero, that first true icon of professional wrestling that so many of us as children grew to love. And, you know, it's the reason that we still love wrestling today.
Yeah, that's definitely the case. In the 80s, he was everywhere. I'm a 90s kid, as I believe you are as well. He was ever in everything from Three Ninjas to a Muppet movie. And he had plenty of different characters. He wasn't just the Hulkster. He was Hollywood Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, he was kind of around everything, you know, tried his hand in multiple movies, some of them good, some of them not so good. But yeah, throughout the years, you know, he would reinvent himself as Hulkamania, Hollywood Hulk Hogan, and come back to those throughout his, you know, his career in various organizations.
Do you remember a special time watching him when you're little, when you were little, either on TV or a movie or a wrestling match that comes to mind that you're like, wow, that is so awesome?
Bash at the Beach, when he became part of the NWO. You know, maybe the most iconic thing for him. I mean, there's lots of Hulkamania moments, but really Hollywood Hulk Hogan, when he turned on WCW and joined Scott Hall and Kevin Nash, you know, that's considered maybe the greatest heel turn of all time, maybe one of the most iconic wrestling moments of all time.
Biggest heel turn maybe until John Cena recently, I guess. But
that's a big one too.
Yeah, so for those of us who aren't familiar with the NWO, which is a faction that he was part of, can you describe, you know, what that was and what they were known for?
Yeah, so the NWO came into WCW. There were some Scott Hall and Kevin Nash, you know, came into WCW from being in WWF, and they came in changing the game of wrestling. We're going to take over WCW. We're going to do it our way. We're going to do things our way. And they always boasted about this third member. And finally, it came to a head at a match against the WCW superstars, and out comes during the match, out comes Hulk Hogan. And everyone's like, oh, he's here to save the day. He's the good guy. And he turned on everyone and became part of the NWO, which then really changed the game, changed wrestling. For the next few years, WCW overtook WWF in the Monday night ratings, and the NWO really, what they did and how they operated for those few years as a faction, as that bad guy, that heel faction, really changed a lot of what wrestling was and what we still see now today in wrestling.
Yeah, definitely. And for those of you who aren't familiar with Scott Hall, his ring name was also Razor Ramon. So he's very well known. And wrestlers like even Dirty Dominic Mysterio nowadays are even, you know, talking about him.
Yeah. I mean, another legend and icon, you know, that we lost a couple years ago. But Scott Hall was along those lines that people still today use the moves, use what they've learned from him, just so iconic in his own sense.
So also another wrestling star from the WCW days, former WCW star Buff Bagwell, recently had his leg amputated. Is he still scheduled to be at your show at the Lights in West Fargo August 16th?
He is. So I spoke with Buff, and, you know, for someone that has lost a leg, let me tell you, he's in as good a spirits as anyone can be. He had issues with his leg for many years. If you've watched his videos, the few videos that have been online the last couple weeks since then, you know, it was like he didn't have a leg anyways because of all the issues he had and the medications and the things he had to do to adapt to it. So he's looking at this as a brand new outlook on life. It's a new opportunity for him to, you know, potentially even get back into the ring to wrestle once he gets a prosthetic. And so he told me, I'm going to be there. I'm Buff. I'm the stuff, and the fans aren't going to be able to get enough. He's going to be there and doing a meet and greet with everyone. So we're really looking forward to having him there.
That would be amazing because I love catchphrases and I'm glad he's doing well. It seems like maybe the lights show is like something to look forward to strive for, to get better so he can see his fans.
Yeah, it is. It's, I'm not sure if it's the first event that he's going to be back for, but I know it's going to be one of them, if not the first one, that he's going to be back meeting fans and all that. I know, like, travel wise, you know, that was a thing for him, but everything is taken care of. We got that figured out, make sure he's going to be taken, accommodated, and taken care of and everything. So he's just ready to get back into regular everyday life, you know, doing his thing on the weekends, meeting fans, getting the wrestling events and getting out there and being buff.
Well, he'll always be buff, even if it's the pun there. What else is going on at the light show that people might see in West Fargo? And what other shows do Below Zero Wrestling have planned?
Yeah, so we have a really big August. So, you know, we're getting really close to August here. We have two really big shows. We're doing the 85th Sturgis Rally the week before on August 8th. First time you're going to really have mainstream wrestling there in almost 25 years. We're going to be Main Street Friday night at the Iron Horse Saloon, and that's going to be amazing. We have all of our main BZW stars there, and then we come back the following week here in Fargo at the Lights, or in West Fargo at the Lights. And if anyone was there last year, they know that this is one of our biggest events. It's a grand stage. We take out all the stops. We have a former NXT superstar, WWE superstar Von Wagner.
A Minnesotan.
Cal Bloom. Yep, Minnesota. Cal Bloom, his dad was Matt Bloom, who was in the WWF. And then we have all of our regular WWF guys. We have all of our regular BZW guys as well and girls. So we're going to pull out all the stops on this one. It's going to be bigger and better than last year even.
Well, I always like cheering on Sierra and I always like booing the system. So I hope they're going to be there. But where can people find tickets?
So if you go to our website, www.belowzerowrestling.com, or on any of our social medias, you know, Below Zero Wrestling, pretty much can find us on any social media. Facebook is probably our most active. That's where we're going to have all of our ticket information. And then just be on the look for posters and flyers and advertisements and all that stuff with the information, as well as we ramp up the marketing here to get to beat last year's attendance, and it's looking like we're going to, so we're excited.
All right, I always like to see wrestlers that you may see on TV upcoming, just like Sierra was when she was on AEW. So, Nick, thanks for joining me.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, you have a good rest of the day.